SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are now listening to the best 2 hours in sports radio.
How are the two best hosts on Grid Radio?
Moneyline with Donnie Wrightside.
Mustache, glasses, and a bacon, egg, and cheese. You know what? I just keep moving. I keep it moving.
But here.
Kevin Walsh.
No, it's not a bad take. You're in outer space
yeah,
right
for
now.
North. And the dream team of callers.
Right. I hope you guys checked the tape right. That was the 5-0 Vegas. Vegas.
Bring it.
Astros, Rangers, Astros over.
Smoke.
Check
all
the
smoke.
Tape.
Yep. Easy, too. Well, it's easy. It feels good.
Wasn't it, man?
I listened to you guys also with all that great information you gave out on players' props. So it's going to be a fun night tonight.
I just honestly became a huge Sports Grid fan and over the last year, and I found you in K-Dub Show, man, and I have been addicted.
And let me give a shout out to my man JP holding it down behind the scenes.
There it is.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM, Channel 159.
And away we go on a Tuesday afternoon right here on the grid. It's Donnie Wrightside. It's Moneyline. And we are ready to get down to business because why? The business of the NFL just keeps on churning. Running backs are actually making money. How about that? Two monster signings here. I guess you could say that as we were waiting. Two big names in the NFL. We were looking forward to seeing where Dalvin Cook was going to wind up if somebody had the nerve to take on Ezekiel Elliott as their top back. Or at least part of the rotation. We got answers to both yesterday. Adam Schefter tweeting out immediately after it was signed. Free agent running back Dalvin Cook is planning to sign a one-year deal worth up to $8.6 million with the New York Jets, which is a great deal for Dalvin Cook. Is he making as much as he did with Minnesota? No, he's not. But to find a free agent deal in the middle of August for roughly $8.5 million, now granted, that is with incentives, so I'm sure a lot of that's going to be tied to how many yards he gets, how many touchdowns, maybe how many catches, if the Jets make the playoffs, if the Jets win the Super Bowl. Sure, it all goes into it, but that's a pretty nice deal overall, and I think he's happy with that. And also, landing in a spot where you can be the starting running back for the first half of the season and show your wear. Let this team know how important you are overall. Because Breece Hall did get activated from the PUP today, but they're going to ease him back in. They said he looks really good, but maybe you could take the bull by the horns here with Dalvin Cook. I like that signing overall. I think it makes a lot of sense. So if we're taking a look at the New York Jets, does it improve their team total? No, not necessarily. But it is a key cog that you can't get enough playmakers around Aaron Rodgers. It's beautiful. Do I think they win the division? No, I still think it's Buffalo's division. And I also think the Miami Dolphins are more talented, but there is some question marks whether or not their talented young quarterback Tua Tagovailoa is going to be healthy enough for this entire 2023 season to make a dent, win that division, get to the playoffs, and make a run to a possible AFC championship. But also, other running backs signing on the dotted line. How about this? Another Adam Schefter tweet coming from yesterday. Compensation update, Ezekiel Elliott's one-year deal with the Patriots includes a $3 million base salary, a $1 million signing bonus, and can be worth up to $6 million with incentives, which again means touchdowns probably on the ground, yards, all of that plays into it. Now, I was on earlier with Joe Ranieri on the early line right here on the Sports Grid Network. There was a posted prop here this morning once Ezekiel Elliott signed of 375.5 yards. You say to yourself, what's that? 6-7 games? What's that prop for? No. That is a season-long prop on Ezekiel Elliott's rushing total. 375.5 yards. You have to keep in mind, when you're taking a look at Zeke Elliott, does he have some wear and tear on the tires? Absolutely he does, people. I don't think anybody's going to dispute that here. But the one thing we do know last year is Zeke was hurt. And Zeke still ran for over 800 yards. Zeke still cashed in double-digit touchdowns last year. So if you see where I'm going with this, it makes sense to take some dollars here on Ezekiel Elliott. Let's also keep in mind, he's been in the NFL for 7 years. It is a one-year deal. He's going to want to show out. Why? Because he probably wants to continue playing football. Throughout his career, every single season, he has had at least 876 rushing yards, which was his number last year. Throughout those totals, 1,600 yards, 900 yards, 1,400, 1,300, 900, 1,000,
800 last year. Again, 876 was the exact number. Rushing touchdowns. Take a look at 2019. 12, 6, 10, 12. He's notorious for finding pay dirt. But if we just break this down to the common element here, right? Ramondre Stevenson is a good running back. He's talented, he's young, he's more explosive than Ezekiel Elliott. We get that. But last year, Zeke, with 876, had a knee injury and still fought through it. Played in 15 games last year. 3.8 yards per carry, which isn't stellar, but he was a banged-up Zeke. I'm not saying Zeke's going to be fantastic this year. I'm not saying Ezekiel Elliott's rushing for 1,000 yards. But you got to be kidding me, people. 375 and a half yards? If you divide that by 17 games, Ezekiel Elliott, 22 yards on the ground per game? Stop it. We had to get a wager in on that, just by default. Maybe it would have changed if the Patriots had signed him to a one-year, $1 million deal, right? Hey, look, we might use you from time to time, and if somebody gets injured, you step up. You got to tell me right now, if Ezekiel Elliott plays this season and isn't on the IR by week 10, how does he not have 375 yards rushing this year? You have got to be kidding me. It's definitely worth a play. Got that at the FanDuel Sportsbook this morning. So I wanted to start this conversation out today where new week, new money. Yeah, we made some money yesterday. It's a Tuesday. We're looking to make even more money today. The Major League Baseball card looks tidy. Same game parlay, which I cashed in last night. I'm looking to cash again.
Let me talk to you.
Oh, we're going to be talking together over the next 2 hours right here. No doubt about it. It's Donnie Wrightside. It's the Sports Grid Network. It's Sirius XM Channel 159.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back at it here, hour number one. And I just told you, man, just rocking and rolling in the NFL. Taking some wagers, and I love that because I'm not really a futures type guy. I'm really not. But you know what I mean? I see numbers like that.
Hey, yo.
You can't pass them up. Stop it. 22 yards a game for Ezekiel Elliott. You have to take that. You have to take a flyer. And again, did you watch last year? Yes. Bigger and slower, it felt like Zeke Elliott was. But that was because of a knee injury that slowed him down. But he still played the majority of the season. Says he's healthy now. And also, his touchdown prop is 4.5. It's 4.5. He's going to be getting the ball on the goal line. The one thing we do know also, the joke I made on the early line with me and Joe today was the simple fact that you go, you know, hold on. You got to be kidding me with this. 22 yards per game, but also 4.5 touchdowns. It's got to be in there. Mac Jones, come on. Come December, he's not even allowed to throw the football. Bill Belichick says, hey, you're not throwing that ball more than 5 times in this game, which means you got to start handing off the football, and that's what's going to happen. Ezekiel Elliott, 22 yards per game. And look, it feels like it's just a bet on whether or not he stays healthy, and I mean healthy, like just being active on game day. That's what it feels like. Come on now, 22 yards a game. You tell me if Ezekiel Elliott plays 17 games, right? He gets 5 carries per game. 85. Like, if Zeke, put it this way, if Ezekiel Elliott gets 100 carries this year, which last year got 231, if he gets 100, 50% or more less carries, he's going to hit that number. I love it. But again, I'm not a big gambler in the preseason for future bets. That number was ridiculous. I also thought the OBJ number was ridiculous that I locked in. And also, if we're taking a look at Dalvin Cook, Dalvin Cook's going to be on an offense that's going to move the football, no doubt in my mind, the New York Jets. Ample opportunity to gain yards. If we're looking at Dalvin, we just take a look at Ezekiel Elliott and how good he looked, right, over his 7 years, or 6 years, excuse me, in the NFL. This will be his 7th year. But if we take a look at Dalvin Cook, bring up some of his electric numbers over his career. He's been around for 6. And by the way, I say 6 there. So I guess Ezekiel Elliott was 7. I apologize. He was 7 years, and Dalvin Cook is 6. Dalvin Cook came in 2017. Only played 4 games that year, injuries. Year number 2, only played 11 games, had some injuries. But after that, 14 games, 14 games, 13 games. And Dalvin Cook played 17 games last year. In those years, we played 14, 14, 13, and 17. Look at these yards. 1135, 1557, 1159, and 1173. Finally got that shoulder surgery to right up that ship. He should be healthy and the lead back in week number one because of Breece Hall is probably not ready to carry that load just yet. The reason we're bringing up Dalvin Cook is because his season-long prop is 600 yards. Again, did you see what I just told you? Minnesota, last 4 years, 1135, 1557, 1159, and 1173. Healthy coming to the Jets now, 600 yards on the ground. So if we go 600 divided by 17, 35 yards a game for Dalvin Cook out of the backfield. Again, it feels like a bet that you are going to make on Dalvin Cook is just if he doesn't end up on IR. That's it. That's what it is. That's what the bet is at this point. Now, ask yourself this question. I didn't bet the Dalvin Cook number at 600, but I still, it's so low. It's so low on an offense that, again, will be moving the football repeatedly. But if I ask you this question right now, Ezekiel Elliott on the Patriots or Dalvin Cook on the Jets, who are you more confident hits their number? Because it's not identical. They're both not 600 yards. I'm going to take Ezekiel Elliott over 375. Not even to say that Dalvin Cook shouldn't be able to get 600 yards and have that in his back pocket midway through the season. I get it. He's explosive. But if Ezekiel Elliott, even if he is the short-term back, or short yardage back, I should say, 22 yards a game? Like, you're talking about Ezekiel Elliott carrying the ball six times for 31 yards and going like, man, he's going way over his total. See, six carries, 31 yards, and you're way over and on pace? It's incredible. Man, it gets me fired up so much now. Like, looking forward to the NFL. We are so close. And these type of wagers are going to come up daily. Well, I'm going to peruse all the way through and say to myself, boy, this looks low. Boy, this doesn't look right here. So at the FanDuel Sportsbook, I do have a couple of future wagers in at this point. The Odeco, the one I took, this was August the 3rd, so roughly 2 weeks ago. Odell Beckham Jr., 580 and a half yards for the season. 17 games. Odell Beckham Jr., I bet, to go over 580 yards. Put that into perspective. 17 weeks in an NFL season. Odell Beckham Jr., healthy, has to average 34 yards per game. 34 yards per game. And don't give me, oh, it's Lamar Jackson. Yes, Lamar Jackson hasn't lit it up before. And also Lamar Jackson no longer with an offensive coordinator that believes in running the triple option. Munkin comes to town. He's going to open up the passing game. And it's not, hey, he needs 100 yards a week. No. Odell Beckham Jr. needs 34 yards per game average to cash this ticket. Come on now, people. Join me in this revolution of stealing some money. You're just basically betting that he's not going to get hurt or long term if he has an ankle, if he has a calf, if he has a hammy and misses 4 or 5 weeks. Still easily attainable. When you start getting to the numbers like he's got to average 75 yards a game, like, okay, well, maybe that could be a detriment if he starts off slow and or gets injured. 34 yards per game? And he's going to cash in that ticket? Man, that sounds good to me. It just does. So every time I stumble on something here and I say to myself, you know what? This looks too good to be true. I'm still going to get down on it. Because Ezekiel Elliott and Odell Beckham Jr. have way too much value to basically be saying, you know what, you're going to a new team, you're not going to do anything. And look at the paychecks that these guys got. And also, the thing I love about this as well with Odell Beckham Jr. that I took 2 weeks ago, it's a one-year deal. This isn't like, let me just get one last cash grab and be out of here. These guys are young players in their life. They want to continue playing. They want to put up dollars for the next few years. How do you do that? Perform on the field. Do you think Odell Beckham, put it this way, Odell Beckham Jr. is healthy for the season. Ends up with 475 yards receiving. Get out of here. That's not happening. Stop. Man, man, I like some of these bets coming into it. And by the way, if you guys want to get through, have any future wagers that you've already taken in the NFL, let me know. Phone lines are open, 844-843-6879. You want to get through here on Twitter, hashtag SGMoneyline. I'm going to start hashtagging all my plays there too, SGMoneyline. Here's what I want to build. It's a nice little betting community there on Twitter, right? Keeping it with the show. Fire away. Like, let me know what you want. So when I start posting up tonight again, which I had a good night last night, which we're going to recap after the break here in Major League Baseball, put it under hashtag SGMoneyline. You can at me as well, at RightSideVP. Let's build a little community to see what everybody's on, what everybody's betting here, and have some fun on it. Why not? Specifically now. Get those plays out there in Major League Baseball. I know we're headed towards football season. Week number two in the preseason, which is basically probably the one where teams are going to play the most, I would say, because we only have 3 weeks. Maybe they treat this as game number two, but I think there is an interesting angle out there, which we'll get to a little bit later in the show, and that's with a team this week, and I'm probably going to do a little spoiler alert here, because I want to talk about it next. There's a team in the NFL that said, you know what? We found our starting quarterback, and he's young, and it was surprising to me that it was announced this early. Is it the right move? Is it the wrong move? Is it beneficial to name a starter this early on? Come find out who that starter is if you haven't heard yet. It's Moneyline. We're ready to rock and roll on a Tuesday afternoon right here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right. Let's go. It's Donnie Wrightside here. Sports Grid Network. It's Moneyline. Solo mission. By the way, K-Dub will be back tomorrow.
Yes, I will be back tomorrow.
And there's Kevin. Pre-taped right there. Just letting the people know he will be back in the co-pilot's chair tomorrow. Ready to get it popping. Can't wait for that. It's been a while. Am I going to be used to having a co-host again? It's been a long time, and you people have been tuning in for quite some time with hearing just your boy DRS over here. Flying in the cockpit, nobody in the chair next to me. Rocking and rolling out here. Hey, it is what it is. Give me a phone call today. You got any hot topics? 844-843-6879. Hashtag SGMoneyline. Mammoth Hop says, thanks for keeping baseball talk alive on the grid. And you know where he's going back to tonight. Braves team total over Shohei Ohtani to score a run. Makes too much sense here. How about Matt? See, I like this, though. I like this. Mammoth Hop's going with over a half of a walk for Matt Olson. That's a lock. He would probably get away with getting multiple walks for him. And over a half of a walk for Kyle Schwarber. Two-pick parlay looks like that's about a plus 260 price there on that one. So there we go. Keeping it real. You know I love my Major League Baseball here. You know I love my NFL football when these seasons collide. But boy, oh boy, I'm having a lot of fun. Team totals, been great for us. Saturday and Sunday. Taking down winning day after winning day. And by the way, yesterday, got a little ambitious, right? You know that my favorite two team totals yesterday were the Cardinals and the Mets. Both of those hit. But I was like, you know what, man? It makes sense to take the Pirates. The Pirates came up a little bit lame. But we still had a profitable night yesterday, which was fantastic. That's what we look forward to at that point here. Let's get to the phone lines. 844-843-6879. The Moose is loose on a Tuesday here in front of a live studio audience. Moose, what's going on out there?
What a glorious day it is. It's overcast. It's windy. You are incoming live from the great state of Ohio, home of the Hall of, you bet, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Battle of Ohio tonight, kicking it off.
Yes.
Man, I'll tell you what, those Atlanta Braves are a cash machine. You made me some bucks yesterday. And I got a little wild today. I'm running one up the flagpole. So hear me out there, DRS. Jose Altuve to hit a home run. Yonder Diaz to hit a home run. Tristan Casas to hit a home run. And the cherry on top, Matt Olson to hit a home run. Run ticket.
Value?
Is my ticket that I'm holding. It's the Devil's ticket. The potential payout is $3,666.75. You know, you got to do that every once in a while. That's what makes the sports betting so good. And to top it off, I just got done ordering 11 dozen ears of corn. We're going to be putting up corn this weekend in the freezer. We'll blanch it, then we'll take it off the cob. Oh, yeah, throw it in the vacuum sealer. We'll have fresh corn for a year. Take care, and then we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. And your partner in crime is back, I believe. Have a great day.
There we go.
Yeah, tremendous.
Ooh, fired up call there. By the way, every once in a while, how do people feel about this? Taking a shot. I do it. Everybody does it, right? Like Moose said, every once in a while, just run one up the flagpole and see what happens. Are you supposed to win it? No. But everyone, I remember there was a couple bets where it was like, okay, let me take like seven guys to hit home runs, bet 50 cents on it, and the payout was like a couple $100,000. Like, there are ones that you can do that have unbelievable payouts. Now, are you going to cash it? Probably not. That's why it's a lottery ticket, but it's still fun at times. Like, you see every once in a while, the FanDuel Sportsbook, DraftKings, whoever it might be, go, hey, by the way, take a look at this parlay that just needs X to hit here. Do you cash out or do you keep going? You know, like a $100 bet to win $500,000. You're down to your last leg. They're offering you like, you know, $89,000 or whatever it is, right? It's always a question of, would you like to cash in or would you like to cash out at that point? Always fun. Again, Twitter lines are open, hashtag SG Moneyline. Phone lines are open, 844-843-6879. By the way, I just want to bring this up because I want to get to the Indianapolis Colts. And what I teased before was number four overall pick, Anthony Richardson. He's already won the Colts starting job, which is interesting. But hold off on that in just a second. Sometimes things come across my Twitter feed here that, you know, I don't remember or, let's just say, don't really, you know, pique my interest in the moment. And I'm talking about the Major League Baseball umpire, Angel Hernandez. The single worst umpire I've ever seen in my lifetime. A complete buffoon and bozo out on the diamond. I'm saying, Adani, why are you bringing him up here? If you remember, and this is a while ago, Angel Hernandez felt like he was being passed over with racial discrimination. He is a Cuban. That other guys were getting opportunities, let's just say, to be crew chiefs or be in the World Series, and he wasn't getting that opportunity. So he played the race card there. Ask anybody to a man. He is a horrendous umpire overall. Absolutely horrendous. So thank you to whatever judge threw that out of trial and said, get that out of my courtroom here. What a bozo out there on the diamond. It's amazing. And it just shows you the strength of the Major League Baseball Umpires Union, where they can hide a complete bozo on the baseball field and keep him employed. And yet he feels like he should get top-notch callings like playoff series and World Series. Get out of here. You shouldn't be calling fifth grade baseball games, let alone Major League Baseball games, you bozo. Goodbye. All right, enough of that. Let's get back to the stuff that matters here. Adam Schefter tweets, today, Colts have named first-round draft pick Anthony Richardson as their starting quarterback for the regular season. This is an interesting move. Let's get to the bottom of it here, right? Let's see about it. Gardner Minshew is the quarterback. Let's just say Gardner Minshew was supposed to be the starting quarterback this year, signed in the offseason. We all knew that the Colts were probably going quarterback because Jim Irsay couldn't keep his mouth shut, including, you know, a press conference going like, hey, that kid from Alabama is really good. Okay. We knew that. It's Bryce Young. You weren't going to have a chance at him unless you traded up to one. You didn't, so you weren't going to get him. C.J. Stroud goes number two. Everybody knew that, right? Young, Stroud, 1-2. And they left you to believe that the Carolina Panthers maybe were looking at Stroud. Remember all those bouncing back and forths of who was going to be number one or taking number one and the odds movement market? It was pretty wild. It really was. But now as we finally see, ownership in the NFL comes into play on certain teams. There's a lot of owners that say, you know what? I like making money. I like to have input in my football team. But I pay a lot of money for my front office staff. President of ops, general manager, scouts, and coaches. I'm going to take their knowledge over mine. Sure, I'll give my input, but it ultimately comes down to the guys that I hired. That's not the case in Indianapolis. You don't have to be a fly on the wall to realize this. Because if you're looking from a Philadelphia Eagles perspective, right, bringing along Jalen Hurts the right way, he didn't start right out of the gate. He didn't. That was Carson Wentz's job. Wentz gets banged up. Hurts comes in. Slowly works his way in. That's the maturation process. We're talking about a much more polished quarterback in college in Jalen Hurts than Anthony Richardson. We know the upside is so amazing on Anthony Richardson. I don't play Madden anymore. But I get a feeling like people are just going to use the Indianapolis Colts because it'll be hard to catch Anthony Richardson on the football field. Anthony Richardson is the guy that you would bet on in college. We've all been there before. And I think it was Flowers for like South Florida a couple years ago. Whereas every time he dropped back to pass, I didn't even want him to throw the football. I used to scream at the TV, just drop back, count to three, and run. Nobody can stop you. That's basically the talent that Anthony Richardson has. He's got an electric arm, too, which means he can throw it like, you know, Uncle Rico over the mountains. But he's not yet a starting quarterback in the NFL that you can say, you know what? He's ready to be the guy. Now, the reason I bring this up is, again, when you draft a player high in the NFL, it's hard to sell your fan base and everybody on how excited you are about the quarterback, but he's not as good as Gardner Minshew. But he is going to be better than Gardner Minshew. We know that. That's what's supposed to happen with a top five draft pick with that much talent. But how do you bring him along to make sure that maturation process isn't all messed up? Do you give him pieces to the game plan each week and say, look, be ready. You're going to have about four series in this game and also a goal line package. Let's get these reads down. Let's get these plays worked to perfection. And we're going to put you in spots where you absolutely can succeed. As opposed to saying, you're going to get 75 snaps this weekend. Whether or not you perform well or not, you're going to stay out there. You can create your bad habits because you're not ready to play just yet. But you're so athletic, you can just roll out of the pocket and make some things happen. See where I'm going with this? What was better for the Colts this season? Honestly, is it to start Gardner Minshew and bring your young quarterback along as is? Or is it to say, okay, we're just going to put you out there to sink or swim? Maybe he makes great decisions. Maybe he doesn't. But the only thing that you're looking forward to for the Indianapolis Colts is, do you have your franchise guy? And I understand what people say. Well, you can't get better unless you actually play. You can't get better unless you make those mistakes and then learn from those mistakes. There is something to that. No doubt about it. I'm not arguing that. But I thought the perfect way to bring him along is give him some space in games, let him show what he can do, put him in spots that he will absolutely succeed, and then go from there. The Colts aren't winning anything this year with Anthony Richardson or without Anthony Richardson. And I'm not saying Gardner Minshew is the greatest quarterback of all time. He's a solid backup and can step in and win in moments in the NFL as he's done. But boy, what an interesting move. Anthony Richardson, already named starting quarterback. That comes from up top. I'm not so sure that's even coming from the coaching staff with the Colts. Donnie Wrightside here on the Grid. It's Moneyline. I'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back here on the grid. Some other interesting topics here across the sports landscape. It has to do with the Philadelphia 76ers. And I can't say it's actually good updates that we're getting here in the city of brotherly love. One is from a basketball player in James Harden, who obviously does not want to play for Daryl Morey anymore, which means he doesn't want to play for the Philadelphia 76ers anytime in the near future, at least as it stands now. Now, one of my other favorite things here that professional athletes do, which it seems like Joel Embiid is actually doing right now. And that's when they do what here? Take to social media and go and scrub their account of everything from the team that they play for because they are unhappy at this point, right? Like he's saying to them,
cut the music!
Cut the music, Philadelphia 76ers. I am not happy. Now, why do people do that? And I always say this often, too. You know what the fun part is? I would just do it to mess around. Like, if you are a superstar football player, superstar basketball player, baseball, hockey, whatever it is, right? You're on vacation. You're just hanging out. you meet your boys, and they go, hey, man, let's have some fun. Let me get your Twitter account, Donnie. Big NFL superstar you are. You say, why? Let me just have some fun with it. I'm not going to send any tweets. I'm just going to scrub your account. Why would you do that? Watch. Okay? You play for the 76ers. Watch this. All Sixers quotes, all Sixers in my bio, pictures with me in my uniform, they are now gone. And that's what Joel Embiid did. So you know everybody's going to look at that. Oh, no. What does he want? He's unhappy. He wants to leave. Typically, that's the case. Then they come back on a little bit. They goes, ah, it's just, you know, I don't know who had my account, but I really wasn't focused on that, and I apologize, and I love being on the team I'm on here. Or is it something a little bit deeper? Or is he saying right now he does not want to play for the Philadelphia 76ers? He's not happy with the direction. Now, the reason I do bring this up also, to be honest with you, is this year is in flux for the Sixers, to be honest. Joel Embiid is in his prime right now. If James Harden does play and is healthy, in shape, and motivated, Sixers are a good basketball team, which means they'll be a player in the East. They'll make the playoffs and probably get bounced in round two against a good opponent. But at least you have basketball that's competent, you can watch, and you can have fun with in Philadelphia. Let's just say James Harden does not play for the Philadelphia 76ers. Let's just say that James Harden sits back and holds out. Let's just say it's for the whole year. He eats $36 million to prove a point. Let's just say that happens. The Philadelphia 76ers aren't going anywhere in 2023. That's just the way it is. They're not going anywhere. But let's just say the Philadelphia 76ers trade James Harden for a bag of potato chips, a couple backup players. They're not going anywhere. Anywhere this year. So if you're Joel Embiid, you probably got to be upset. I'm like, hold on now. I just won the MVP. I just want to get back to playing ball. And I just want to dominate out here. And if I do that, things will take care of themselves. But if I don't have any players around me, it doesn't matter. We'll barely make it into the playoffs. I'll have to play 75 games. My knees will start to ache. My back will flare up. And for what? I get why he's upset. Because the season for the Sixers basically is on the outs. This year doesn't even matter, it appears. And that's the way the Sixers are treating it. They really are. The Sixers are saying right now, James Harden, we don't want you for the future. We want you for this year. You'll be gone. Two max spots will open up, yours and also Tobias Harris. And we're going to get new players in here. You're not part of our future, but we'd love to have you this year. He wants to get paid long term, and looks like it's not going to happen at this point. But I just wanted to bring up the point where you're taking a look and saying to yourself, hey, I'm scrubbing my account. I don't like what's actually going on here. We'll see how that plays out. I doubt Joel Embiid is going anywhere or will be traded, but he's probably a little bit unhappy when he looks around the NBA where other teams are getting stronger. He would like his team to get stronger, but it's just not working out at this point. So we'll play along with the Philadelphia 76ers. We'll see where they go. But I don't think it's going to be really anywhere serious this year. If Harden does come back and plays well again, they'll probably make the second round. And as I said, get bounced in the end whatsoever. It doesn't matter this year. Now, I'll tell you what does matter. Let's start talking about Major League Baseball. And let's talk about Major League Baseball as it pertained to yesterday. Had a pretty good day. On the air, what did I tell you guys? My favorite RBI prop was yesterday. Who was it? It was Pete Alonso. Now, I took Pete Alonso for one RBI, which paid out at plus 135. And by the way, at the end of the show, Pete Alonso was like plus 150. Like, I don't know who sets these lines or thinks they're sharp on that. Pete Alonso was by far the best play yesterday on the RBI card for me. Took one and two. He gets an RBI double in the first inning. I'm like, yes, no doubt in my mind, he's going to get two RBIs or more today and cash in that 5-1 ticket. He ended up not getting there. Also had Francisco Lindor, who I believe ended up with two hits. One was a double, scored a couple runs, but didn't have an RBI. So I couldn't cash that ticket in here, which was my Powerball booster on the FanDuel Sportsbook. But made money overall yesterday because why? We went 2-1 on team totals again. I went 3-1 on team totals on Sunday. So here's the strategy once again that we're using. Taking pitchers that we're going to fade and backing the team itself. Then also going into that team that you're backing to get the team total and fire away on a couple RBI props. Had RBI props on the Mets, got one out of two. Had RBI props there on the Pirates, got one of three. And then also on the St. Louis Cardinals, I had two guys to get RBI props, got one of those. So when you're cashing plus money in that, it's fun, and it can add up there. But I just wish I got that Pete Alonso double banger at 5-1, which would have been beautiful yesterday, but it didn't work out. But also, my same game parlay at the FanDuel Sportsbook that I gave out on the early line, that one cashed in, even though it did have one of the legs void. The other two cashed in, got paid out there. It was a little bit over plus 100. Because, again, they're only $25 wagers. I think it paid back like 55, 60 bucks at that point. So it was plus money still. Should have been a 3-1. But, again, when you have one of those legs void, it drops it down substantially there. Now, today, I do have a same-game parlay once again in action. Looks good, too. Called it the rinse and repeat. And it always has to deal with rinse and repeat on who? The Atlanta Braves, because of how good they are. We're going to hit all of these games today, but just to let you guys know, if you're tuning in right now, the same game parlay for today is Michael Harris to record a run and Matt Olson to record an RBI. That's plus 158. They feel like correlations, right? Because Harris batted in the two spot for Ozzie Albies yesterday. If we're looking at him to do the same thing, he should be on base. Matt Olson should drive him in. You might be able to win that in the first inning. That's a perfect scene. But if I got eight innings to get one run out of Michael Harris and a run, RBI out of Olson, I'm going to take my chances in that. That's a plus 158 price across the board. There is no afternoon Major League Baseball action. They're going to start up tonight around 6:40. Now, if I'm setting up the pitchers here, which I did just before the show, I have 24 pitchers on the card today. 6 weeks, minimum of 20 innings pitched, and we put them in order of XFIP. And I got to tell you right now, looking pretty good. We don't even have to stretch our legs here, which I did yesterday because it was a limited card. And I still liked the Pirates yesterday. I thought they had a legitimate chance to get their team total, but it didn't work out, and that's okay. Still went 2-1 overall in those. I thought it was worth a chance. They got a couple runs early, but just couldn't do anything later in that game. So, as I say that, today I have 5 pitchers that are over a 5x FIP number over the past 6 weeks with a minimum of 20 innings. Yesterday we had two. So if we look at the best pitchers on the card today in the top five, Nick Pivetta of the Boston Red Sox, XFIP 2.81, sensational. Zach Wheeler of the Philadelphia Phillies, 2.91 XFIP. Zach Littell of the Tampa Bay Rays, 3.27 XFIP. Yusei Kikuchi, Toronto Blue Jays, 3.53. Sean Manaea, 3.69, San Francisco Giants. He just listed on there at this point. Is he actually the confirmed pitcher for San Francisco tonight? It says Junis, so maybe he's opening for him, I guess. Could be, or maybe Junis is opening for him. However, not going to be on my card there. But if we look at the bottom scenario here, starting with the 20th overall pitcher out of 24, that's Ty Block of the Colorado Rockies. Arizona is going to face Mantiply, which is ridiculous. That's a 12.5 number in that game. And again, it's in Colorado. But Ty Block, one of those guys you probably want to fade tonight. Automatically fading, that's Luis Severino. He's going up against the Atlanta Braves tonight. 5.18 XFIP over the past 6 weeks. And how about this? Pitcher 21 and 22 on the card. 21 was Luis Severino. Pitcher 22, Bryce Elder, the Atlanta Braves. 5.49 XFIP. So you might get a nice little pinball machine effect here down in Atlanta in that game. Something you want to look forward to. Christian Javier, 23rd overall in the card. 30 and two-thirds innings pitched over six starts over the past 6 weeks. 5.66 XFIP. So the Houston Astros, by the way, let's just forget here. Miami Marlins. Ooh, that could be a good one. Ooh, that could be good. Yeah, it could be good. 24th overall, worst pitcher on my card. 1-3 over the past 6 weeks. Six games started. 31 and a third innings pitched. A 6 XFIP. Josiah Gray of the Washington Nationals. They're going up against Boston, which the one thing we do know is they can hit right-handed pitching. Josiah Gray struggles with lefties. We're going to be involved tonight. If we're being honest with ourselves, probably right now, if I had to make a move, Devers and Casas, 4 and 5 in the lineup anticipated tonight, they're going to be on the card. 247, 241 ISO power number. And we're probably going to take the team total there as well. So we might be looking at tonight to fire away on 5 team totals if we're keeping it real with the XFIP numbers here. Keep an eye on that one. And again, we're not betting much money. But there's no doubt in my mind I can go 3-2 tonight as a worst-case scenario and be able to cash in some RBI props along the way. That's how we're doing it now. Expanding our horizons here. Not getting stupid with money, but there are actually more bets nightly by doing it this way. We might be looking at 10 players on the card tonight with RBI props along with 5 team totals. It's been lucrative on Sunday, and it was lucrative again on Monday. And hopefully we can get another lucrative day here on a Tuesday. But it is a lot of fun. Like, the more bets you have, it's kind of crazy. Like, because again, I don't watch the games live. I'll watch a Phillies game live, right? But it's too nerve-wracking for me. I just set the alarm on my phone that when a run is scored, it pings my watch. I see who got the RBI, which team scored, and away you go into the night. But all we're looking to do is pick up more money than we put in each and every night and sort of build that thing and get going. There are going to be tough nights where it's like, hey, man, just went 1-4 with team totals and barely got any RBIs. Took a loss of 2 units or 2.5 units tonight. But the opposite, man, when it gets rolling, picking up 3 to 4 units, firing away on double-digit props here for RBI, yeah, it's a lot of fun here. Quick segment here before we hit the top of the hour. We'll find out where JP is going with his action today. I assume it's going to be Major League Baseball. But we're going to dip into this Major League Baseball card and see what makes sense. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. It's Donnie Wrightside on the Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Quick little segment here before we get to the top of the hour. In hour number 2 on a Tuesday edition of Moneyline. Donnie Wrightside here. Kevin Walsh will be back tomorrow, and away we go with the rest of the week. By the way, we're just taking a look at something here. Okay, Dean Arsenault here on Twitter, hashtag SG Moneyline, says he took the O's Moneyline at plus 113, plus money on the O's. He'll take a bite, he says, and also going to tell your Pete Alonso play also. New member of the community. There you go. We're in a community here on Twitter, hashtag Moneyline. It's the way to do it. Excuse me, hashtag SG Moneyline here. That's the way to get through. Building up here. See if some people want to get down and bet. Now it's time we find out where JP is going with his wagers here. Now, full Major League Baseball slate today. We assume that's where JP's going. JP, is that where you're going today?
I am indeed going to the MLB today.
Yeah, tremendous.
All right, tremendous stuff here. So, we're going to take a look at this card. First, last night, how did it work out for us?
What happened? It did not work out for us. I went with the Max Fried over on strikeouts.
What did he end up doing?
Just not a lot of strikeouts.
Yeah. Tough one there for him. But then again, 11-3, an absolute bone-crushing game by the Braves. So today, are we going with a player prop, a side, or a total? How about that?
I'm going with a game total today.
All right, so we'll go game total. What hour are we looking at? 7:45 or before, or 8:05 or later here tonight?
It is before 7:45.
Okay. So we're going to take a look at a card here. They start at 6:40, and there is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 games that are going to start before 8 o'clock tonight. Cleveland-Cincinnati, Houston-Miami, Boston-Washington, Philadelphia-Toronto, Pittsburgh-New York, New York-Atlanta, Detroit-Minnesota, Oakland, and St. Louis. So if we're going with a total tonight, let's see where JP will be going with this one. Pavetta Gray, I just told you, Pavetta's actually been good, but Gray's been bad. So does that offset it here? There's a lot of information to go over here. We'll find out where JP is going and much, much more. And I want to hit this Major League Baseball card because there might be a lot of wagers we need to get down on tonight. It's Donnie Wrightside, Tuesday afternoon, right here on the
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.